Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Hi, and welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you a quick briefing on some of the key stories students are reading about today.
Exactly.
Okay, let's jump right in. First up, the 2025 MLB season really finished with a bang. Lots of surprises.
Definitely unpredictable. You had the Mets completely falling apart in the second half.
Right. Out of contention, just like that. But then the Cleveland Guardians.
Wow. Yeah, they pulled off that huge comeback against the Detroit Tigers, winning the division after being down 15 games. Quite the turnaround.
And don't forget the Reds. They snuck into the wild card spot. Maybe not the best offense, but their pitching really carried them.
It really brings up resilience, doesn't it? A good conversation starter could be, when has a team or an athlete really surprised you by just refusing to quit?
Yeah, good one.
And maybe dig into that quote about needing to dig deep and believe in each other. What does that actually mean when things look bleak?
Interesting angle. Okay, shifting gears completely now from sports fields to, well, engineering marvels. China's just opened a new record-breaking bridge.
The Huajian Grand Canyon Bridge, and it's now the world's highest. We're talking 2,050 feet above the canyon floor.
That's taller than the Empire State Building. It's hard to picture.
It really is. And the towers supporting it, they reach 2,600 feet. It's a suspension bridge design built on a massive scale.
And the whole point is to cut down travel time.
Right.
Boost tourism in Guizhou province.
Exactly. Turns a winding 2-hour drive into just 2 minutes. They've even put a glass walkway at a coffee shop way up on one of the towers.
Wow.
So for students, maybe explore the engineering side. What makes building something that high so challenging? Think about wind, materials, access.
Right.
And then the impact question. How does a piece of infrastructure like this actually change daily life or, you know, the economy in a remote area?
Good points. Okay, next topic. Big news in the world of video games and finance. Electronic Arts, EA.
Yes, the makers of Madden NFL, EA Sports FC. Huge franchises.
They're being bought out.
Yeah.
Nearly $55 billion. It's a consortium of investors, and notably includes a Saudi Arabian investment fund.
And it's a leveraged buyout, which means they're using a lot of borrowed money. This will take EA off the public stock market, make it a private company.
One of the biggest deals like this ever, apparently.
It is. So a couple of things to discuss here. First, what does it actually mean for a public company to go private? How might that change the games they make? And second, thinking bigger picture, why would a sovereign wealth fund like Saudi Arabia's want to buy major game developers? What's the strategy there?
Interesting. Okay, now for a story that's, well, both harrowing and heroic. It involves a dog in Peru named Manchis.
An incredible story. This dog saved her owner, a journalist named Carlos Alberto Macias Zarate, and others.
Yeah, someone threw a lit stick of dynamite towards them over a railing.
And Manchis, this Cocker Spaniel mix, she grabbed it and chewed the burning fuse, stopped the explosion.
Unbelievable courage. Sadly, she was injured and apparently can't bark anymore.
It's just heartbreaking. The attack itself is seen as a serious assault on press freedom, linked to the journalist's work.
Right.
So the conversation here could be about bravery. What makes someone or even an animal brave when protecting others? Is it the action itself or the intent behind it?
That's a deep one.
And also the importance of protecting journalists and press freedom. Why is that so vital for a democracy?
Absolutely crucial. Okay, our last news item takes us to the Middle East, specifically efforts around Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has reportedly endorsed a 20-point peace plan associated with the Trump administration, even though he apparently still has some reservations.
What's in the plan generally?
Well, it calls for a ceasefire, releasing hostages and prisoners, and importantly, putting Gaza under a transitional government.
Okay, a transitional one. Leading to what?
Eventually, the idea is controlled by a reformed Palestinian authority. But, you know, there are big sticking points, like whether Hamas will actually disarm and agree to peace. And Netanyahu's longstanding opposition to a Palestinian state, which this plan seems to make possible.
Lots of hurdles.
Definitely. So discussion points could be, what exactly is a transitional government run under international supervision? What's its role?
Right.
And maybe explore the human side. What kinds of hopes, but also what kinds of fears might people have when leaders try to make peace after such a long and painful conflict?
Yeah. Really complex stuff. Okay, let's wrap with our quote of the day. It's from a sports legend.
Wayne Gretzky.
The great one himself. The quote is, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take."
A classic. And just think about his record. Even if you ignore all his goals, his assists alone would still make him the NHL's all-time points leader.
Amazing stat.
It really is. And that quote, it applies way beyond hockey, right?
For sure. How so?
We'll talk with students about how that mindset works for school projects or creative things or even just applying for something that feels like a long shot. Taking the chance is the first step.
Yeah, inaction guarantees failure, essentially.
Precisely. It's about overcoming that initial hesitation.
So that covers quite a range today. We went from, you know, MLB comebacks to global finance, engineering feats, heroism, and complex diplomacy. Well, thank you for tuning in for this quick look at the content students are engaging with today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.